It depends on the type of tea. Every tea has a different amount of tea that you would add to the teapot. And the water temperature is also very important. But as a basic rule of thumb, for green teas or black teas, anything in between, use 2 teaspoons per cup. Boil the water, just off a boil, add the water to the tea, let it steep for 3 minutes and strain it in its entirety and enjoy it. It might be a little weak, it might be a little strong the first time. You could adjust the amount of tea and you can adjust the amount of time, but don't use water that's too hot or you'll extract too much tannin and the tea may become bitter.
You want to put the water in just as it starts boiling or just before it starts boiling?
Good question. You want to bring the water to a boil and then let it cool down a little bit. So maybe boil the water and let it cool for 3-4 minutes and pour it over the tea.
Nice. Kind of like what people do with a French press with coffee a little bit, sort of.
Yeah, and French presses are awesome for herbal teas, scented teas, flavored teas. French presses are really utilitarian, easy to use kitchenwares for brewing tea.
And besides the French press, are there any other contraptions people should use? How do they know how long the tea should steep? Does it say on the box?
It does. For green teas and white teas, it's better to use porcelain or glass. And for more dark teas or fermented teas, it's nice to use earthenware teapots.
I see. Okay. And what about adding anything into it? Lemon, some people like milk. Is that, what's your take on that? Flavoring, sugar?
Yeah, I drink my teas neat. I never add any milk. I never add any sugar. Really fine teas have unique aromatic profiles, different levels of bittersweetness and sweetness. And the aftertaste is something to behold. When you add lemon or milk or sugar to a fine tea, you're really missing the point. Tea is something that tastes just lovely on its own without any additives.
And for people who may not be able to take the caffeine in the tea, you know, the people that for health reasons stick with the herbal tea, are there favorites? You mentioned ginger. Is there something else that you would recommend for different properties?
Oh yeah, there's so many good teas with so many good herbs without caffeine. Rooibos is one, and it's similar to tea in that it has this reddish infusion. And it has a very special, almost like honey and fruity characteristic. You can steep it like a black tea. Rooibos is very nice. I think ginger, turmeric ginger, is something that's really good for our bodies and our immune systems. Those are very, very good teas for this season.
So you're encouraging people to sort of develop their tea taste buds.
Yes. And there's so many different varieties of tea that there's something out there for everybody. And certainly we think about eating seasonally. We can also think about drinking tea seasonally. During these cold winters, it's good to drink teas that will warm up your constitution, warm up your body, and increase your metabolism. So darker teas, more fermented teas, like a ruby oolong or a taeguanyin oolong or a pu'er tea, those are really good to warm up your body and during this winter time. Ginger is amazing. If you want to add sugar or lemon to anything, try a ginger tea or a ginger herbal tea or a turmeric ginger tea. Those are all amazing during this time of year.